Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Honestly, you could have been a little nicer to me. You guys are so mean. Look, no, there was nothing pornographic about it. It was a picture of me going in for my pap smear. I was just getting a pap smear done. That's it. All right. And really, no, the legs were shaved. I honestly, if you really look up, if you magnify, you could see my legs were shaved. I was dressed. I was completely covered. I was just sitting there in the stirrups. Now, why would that picture be on the internet? Because we're going to be starting a campaign for cervical cancer awareness called Start Spreading the News. Okay. But you're spreading the news. You know, and then those of us that are getting the pap smears are obviously spreading something else to get our pap smear done. And so it was just me, you know, getting the pap smear done. And, you know, I need to show that I practice what I preach. Did I have as good a time as I appear to in the photo? No. I don't really like going to get a pap smear. I don't think any of us do. But I realize a lot of you guys don't like to go because you don't know what a pap smear is and because you're guys. Okay, well, men, you don't necessarily have to go for a pap smear to a gynecological exam, but trust me, you guys are going to be getting pap smears later. Your type of pap smear is going to be the oral pap smear to look for HPV virus in the mouth. We talked about that, how some dentists are doing these swish type of tests where you swish and spit into a kind of a container that will then evaluate to see if you have HPV. So don't think pap smears is just a girly thing. Okay? And trust me, if you are in a relationship with a lady, you want to make sure she's getting her pap smears done. Now, why don't we quickly review, okay, how to prepare for going to get a pap smear. Now, where do I go for all my instructions on how to teach you? Well, I usually go to my brain, but you guys don't like the advice I give, but you all love WikiHow. So, WikiHow has the pictures, so we will go through their beautiful, very elaborate pictures of how to prepare for a pap smear. Now, how I prepare for a pap smear, it starts weeks in advance. I start a diet, because I want to go in there skinny, and it never happens. So I keep putting it off. So I go on a diet, and then I start an exfoliating procedure. I get my toenails done. I try to do waxing, which is not the right thing to do, okay? I have to give you the medical recommendations for how to prepare for a pap smear. But for me, it's a big, long process. I try to avoid any very acidic foods or sugary foods. I really don't want to get a yeast infection before, you know, the pap smear. So I want to make sure I'm having a very low carb diet. I usually tell all my friends and family what I'm doing. I get my Facebook followers ready and prepared. And that's how I usually, you know, and it's very, very anxiety provoking. I don't drink any caffeine because I want my blood pressure to look good. I have my mammogram report, my colonoscopy report, my blood work report, and I have everything all ready to go because I want to be my gynecologist's favorite patient. Now, why would you want to be your gynecologist's favorite patient? Because have you ever made your gynecologist mad? Not good. Okay? Not good at all. So you want your gynecologist to be in a good mood. Now, WikiHow has offered some additional advice. Okay? And I agree with them. You don't want to be on your period when you go into the gynecological exam, because the whole purpose of them doing a pap smear is to take a look at your cervix. Now, remember, your cervix is the bottom part of your uterus. We talked about how your uterus looks like a light bulb, kind of, right? The white part of the light bulb is like your uterus, where the baby, you know, grows and, you know, germinates and does whatever babies do in the uterus and the womb. The bottom part, or the silver part of the light bulb, the bottom part of the cervix. The cervix is what dilates when the baby has to come out. The cervix is what gets papped, because cervical cancer appears to be in the cervix. Okay? And that's why we pap that. Now, what is a pap smear? Well, we take some sampling of the cells, and we used to smear it onto a slide, hence pap smear. Some of you guys like smears on your bagels. This is a completely different type of smear. Don't put any of this on a bagel. And we used to smear it on a slide. Now we don't do it. Now we dump it in a little fixative container, like a thin prep, etc. And we do a swish, but people don't like to call it a pap swish, so we just don't call it a pap smear. Or a pap Dunkin' swish is really what you're doing. You're doing a dunk of the cells in that swish. Then we take a sampling of the vagina, also a little spatula, and we take a look, and now how do we get in to that cervix? How do we take a look at that cervix? And the cervix has a little os, an opening like an eye. Pretty scary stuff. If you thought the Cyclops stories used to be scary, you know, they should really do a horror movie about a cervix. But anyway, you know, as doctors are trained to not get scared and not to scream when we do a pap smear. So in order to get into that, to get into the Cyclops cave, we use a speculum. And the speculum is that big, metallic, it's supposed to be a stainless steel instrument that opens up the vagina enough so we could see the speculum. Now, if you're on your period, you're going to be in pain. You're going to have blood. It could interfere with the results of the pap smear. We may not be able to see the cervix and see for any changes in contour, color, elevation, etc. Blood vessels on there. So we usually tell you that you could go ahead and cancel if you're having your period. Now, some of you are like, why am I period all month long? Then you need to go to the gynecologist, because that's a problem. Okay? You are not supposed to have sex before your pap smear. I know a lot of you go, oh gosh, you're going to the pap smear and I'm never going to come back. No. You don't have to do that. Avoid having intercourse. They say avoid taking a bath. Avoid using a tampon. Don't put any vaginal creams or lotions, and never, ever, 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 ever douche. Okay? We talk about douche a lot on this, but don't be doing that. Okay? You don't need to smell of, I don't know, what do they call it? Champagne toast or whatever the newest flavors of douche are out there. You don't need that. The gynecologists don't care. Okay. We still need to review some steps, like empty your bladder and all that, but I think you guys know the gist of it. We're going to talk more about this on the Spread the News campaign. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Chris had written, this was a previous email. I wasn't going to read it on air, but I think it's a topic I don't think we have ever discussed on the show. Let me read it to you, okay? I wrote them back, but I want to read this to you guys. Chris writes, since my girlfriend has become a vegetarian, she has a bad vaginal odor. She's embarrassed to see her doctor and doesn't want to change her diet. Why is that? Why is it that she is embarrassed, or why is it that she has a bad odor? This isn't the first time I've heard of this, where your diet can change the way you smell. Have we talked about vaginal odors at all on the show? You know what? Let's dive into that. Okay. Vaginal odors. What is normal and what isn't? Okay. Certain things will have odors. Okay. Your snot has an odor. Your urine has an odor. Okay. Cosmopolitan.com has a gallery of, vaginal odors. Okay. You could see the gallery. So click on the button that says see gallery. And, remember, a vagina is supposed to have, and I apologize if there's any kids listening to this, but you're supposed to have certain cleansing mechanisms, secretions, etc. And those are supposed to make your vagina, remember we talked about vaginas being a hostile environment, very, very hostile. Oh, mine's mean. And don't get me started on my mom. Whew. Anyway, we women have very hostile environments down there because we need to make sure that the baby is protected. If we are pregnant and we have a baby in there and our spouse does not want to, you know, hold off for 9 months not having sex and he wants to have sex with us while we're pregnant, we need to make sure that we have defense mechanisms. And let's say we're not pregnant. We need to make sure that our womb is available and pristine for any baby that wants to be in there, okay? So we have a cleansing mechanism. Every orifice in our body has a cleansing mechanism. Your nose does through sinus discharge. Your mouth does with saliva. Your urethra does with urine. So your vagina does, half of you who are listening, vagina does with vaginal secretions. Very normal. Well, nothing is odorless, okay? I'm sure in chemistry class we could find something. So there's going to be an odor, musky, something like that, okay? There's supposed to be some sort of smell to it, okay? And remember, you may have also, you have sebaceous glands there. There's sweat glands, etc. So a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I smell something that's not completely clear. Something's wrong. Well, no, that's not a normal. That means, you know, that's not completely normal. Okay, you're supposed to have bacteria there. Some of you have a little bit of yeast. Some of you have some natural occurring microbes there to protect the environment. So that could be normal. When we doctors ask you if you're having any vaginal odor, we should specify, is it fishy in smell? If, let's say, you have a very strong odor that smells kind of, you know, like fishy, okay, that could be a bacteria that is overgrown. When that bacteria overgrows, it's going to change the pH balance, all right? Maybe make it more acidic. Maybe make it more basic, etc. And so something like Gardnerella or, certain bacteria vaginoses could cause that. And that could mean there's a bacteria overgrowth. You know, people always ask, you know, how can I douche? When can we douche? I don't bring that up to people because I would rather figure out why you're having the odor and get you in for some cultures. What if you're having yellow discharge, green discharge, etc.? That could be an STD. So, you know, I don't want you just douching it up into the cervix. We want to know what's going on. A lot of you guys use lubricants, and sometimes those, well, after an oxidative process or mixing with some of the chemistry in the vagina, will sometimes have a bleached kind of plasticky type smell. Sometimes that is normal. Again, you want to, be very concerned about what you're putting in there, okay? You know, I know we put a lot of crap on our faces, right? There's even more stuff people put in there, okay? Honestly, it's not a you know, cosmetic section of a beauty shop in there, okay? It has a purpose. So sometimes you can see that. Now, of course, yeast has its own smell. Yeast is very distinct also, but a lot of times you see it. You can see the discharge with that. So that doesn't, usually people don't come in going, I smell yeast. Usually they say they see it. But again, what do we do as medical providers? We like to, culture it, and we send it to the lab to find out what's going on. Also, if you're having abnormal periods or in between, that will have an odor. Blood has an odor too. So that's why if somebody seems to always have an odor, you need an exam. Okay, we need to see what's going on. And then this kind of gets to the vegetarian question. Some vegetables will cause you to have an unpleasant odor. Asparagus, broccoli, onions, those could mess with your odor down there. Garlic, okay? You know, Brussels sprouts, I can't stand Brussels sprouts. So as far as I'm concerned, no loss there. But if you eat a lot of fruits, sometimes that could cause the smell to be more fruity. All right. Remember there was some, group of researchers trying to make better smelling odors by using some sort of a fruit complex, etc. However, some of you who are pre-diabetic may have a ketotic smell. It's a fruity, acidic smell. It's not a very good smell. And sometimes that could unfortunately exude just from your body wherever if you're turning diabetic. I could smell a diabetic walking into the treatment room who's sitting there, man, woman alike, because of the ketones. So if you are starting to have a very weird fruity smell that's not like you, normal you, we need to check that out. So how to get rid of vaginal odor. See, I'm actually teaching you guys something. You see what happens when I post a picture of my pap smear online? Now it prompts me to teach you guys something. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I do not recommend douching. Okay, do not douche because we need to figure out what is going on. Plus, I mean, you know how embarrassing it is to go and buy douche? You know, trust me, I've been in the Walmart section looking at the douche, and I have no idea what these things are supposed to smell like, right? Passion, surprise, island fresh. What island are we talking about? Island? Rose petals. And you're like, well, what does it smell like? And there's no scratch and sniff on the box, so you don't know what it smells like. So I'm in the section. I've told you guys this. You know, I'll open it up, and I'll just basically open them up to smell them. Excuse me, ma'am, can I help you? Yeah, I'm just trying to smell what this douche is going to smell like. By the way, the douche will also smell differently once it interacts with your body, too. Right? Just like cologne and perfume. You'll spray some cologne and perfume and go, oh, that'll smell pretty on me. You spray it on yourself and no, doesn't work. That's why I never spray on the testers. I spray on myself so I can see what it, does when it connects with my Dr. Dahlia scent. I don't know. My Dr. Dahlia scent is really chocolatey. Honestly, I smell of chocolate. You know, my hair smells of chocolate. I told you guys that I was reading to a kindergarten class, and a kid comes up to me and goes, "You smell like chocolate." Now, I probably because I had pieces of chocolate all over my shirt from what I ate that morning. But so I got to make sure I find a perfume that matches with that. Okay, so what could you do? Well, since I don't like you to douche, I do recommend though hydration. Okay, if you are dehydrated, things are going to be more concentrated, so make sure you drink water. Another thing you could do is eat yogurt. Yogurt could balance a lot of the bacteria. And so one site recommends to eat 2 cups of unsweetened plain yogurt daily or to consider probiotics. You need to be very, very careful, okay? You're going to see some of these sites telling you to take tampons that is, mixed in with tea tree oil or something like that. You need to be careful. Another thing that you could do to avoid odors is make sure you're clean down there. Okay? You know, a lot of times hair and stuff will collect odors and urine, etc. There's also been some recommendations to eat the garlic, or to put garlic in the vagina. I wouldn't do that. I think garlic can make it worse. So I don't think I would tell you to do that, because I think garlic can make, you know, matters worse. But most of all, you know, see your medical provider, get it checked out, but, you know, don't be, you know, doing stupid things, all right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. My husband and I celebrated our 18th wedding anniversary yesterday. No, honestly, just watched TV. That was really it. But I got, for my anniversary and for Hanukkah, I got a iPhone, the big iPhone. There's like a Super 6, something like that. I don't even know what the brand's names are called. And this is cool. The only thing that's cool, that isn't cool, is I don't know any of my passwords. I don't know my iCloud password. I don't know my Apple password. I don't know my Facebook password, because everything is on password memory. So I can't use it. But I am able to hold it and look at it. So as I start to figure this thing out, I will let you know. It is really cool looking. It's just I can't do nothing on it because I don't have my passwords in it. So I'll have to figure that out. Well, usually my password for everything is low ratings. And because, you know, who's gonna think that Dr. Dahlia would be associated with low ratings, right? So that's usually my password. But, oh, Sexy Mama 1. No, Sexy Mama 1 was my previous password. Apparently, people found out about that. You know, remember I told you guys that I use Sexy Mama 1 as a password and nobody's ever been able to figure it out? Well, after that, somebody hacked into my email. So I had to stop using, I don't know how they figured that out. So that's frustrating. Okay, guys, this is very interesting. They say religious people are more likely to be overweight than those who are atheists. This is not the first time we have this study. Anyway, this next study from Coventry University, okay, I guess they said that the BMIs of people who are religious are over 1 point higher than atheists. They looked at, no, honestly, we did nothing for the anniversary. All we did is just kind of go, you know, we high-fived each other. A university researcher examined the body mass indexes of more than 7,000 people. All right. and they said evidence of this association was strongest among those affiliated to a Christian religion. A significantly higher waist-to-hip ratio was also seen in Christian men. All right. They say religious belief and health have been compared before. Remember, in the U.S., this study was one of the first times the two have been examined together, though, in Europe. So they looked at 7,400 adults over 16. They were quizzed, and they found the BMIs were bigger for religious people. Now, why would that be? I don't know. Okay, you know, I'm religious, not as religious as I think I should be. I think I should be more religious than I am. And in my religion, because I'm Jewish, a lot of our religions center around food. Okay, like Hanukkah is a lot of the greasy food to commemorate the oil, you know, and so we have the, you know, the donut type palachinkas, we call it, and we have, you know, the latkes, and we just eat a lot of fattening food on Hanukkah because it's, you know, it's comfort food. You know, we're trying to comfort ourselves that we don't get to celebrate Christmas like everybody else does. So we really pig out on the carbs. But when you're Jewish, though, you got Passover, and Passover is where you're not supposed to really have a lot of carbs, especially anything with yeast. I never lose weight because I overcompensate with meat. I do a heavy meat diet on Passover, which I shouldn't do. I know, you know, you'd think Lent, you'd really lose a lot if you don't, you know, don't eat meat. Anyway, so, and then you have Yom Kippur. That's the day where you fast, so you don't eat for a whole day. But, you know, why would Christians, though, be heavier than atheists? Now, personally, I think what's brilliant about where I live in my community is the churches in my community have a lot of social events. So there's always something to do. You have Sunday, then everybody goes out to eat after church, and then sometimes there's Bible study during the week, and then everybody goes out to eat, and then everybody brings over food, and they're more social. So a lot of times, the more social you are, the more gatherings, and everybody always has food at these gatherings, you see? So that's what I think is going on. Now, could there be an issue with God? Could God be involved? Because, okay, let's say you're atheist, okay? Do you have a relationship with God if you're atheist, all right? But if you're Christian, you have a relationship with God. If you're Jewish, you have a relationship with God. So could God, you know, be messy with your metabolism? You know, could he say, look, I want you to just sit there and pray, and I don't want you going and working out. Okay, whereas an atheist is like, well, I don't have to go to, you know, I don't have to go to church Sunday, so I could be spending those 3 hours working out. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. Okay? Sunday, for us Jews, we have to usually drop the kids off at Sunday school, and they're usually yelling, kicking, and screaming, so you kind of do a really good workout with that. But a lot of us, no, because we're busy taking the kids to Sunday school, then we drop the kids off at Sunday school, and then we go and have mimosas. So, no, that's probably what it is, okay? If you don't have to deal with temple or church, you have more time to work out. I bet that's what's going on, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, it's holiday time, and we're still eating like crap, all right? What we don't realize, though, is sometimes this could trigger allergies. According to drugs.com, they said when you have the trees and the candles, etc., there's a lot of allergy triggers. We had three people have allergy attacks at my Christmas party the other day. Yeah. I don't know, because the cats, I mean, you know, we cleaned up after the cats and the dogs, and we didn't have any peanut type stuff. All right. Maybe it's also because, you know, you unpack decorations. Maybe when we unpack decorations and stuff, there's dust on those. I don't know. But apparently this is a high time for allergies. We always see a spike in allergies, which is a little frustrating because this is also the time of year where we have a lot of people with infections and stuff. So we're trying to figure out if it's allergies or infections. What is the difference between somebody coming in with allergies or somebody coming in with an infection? One is the repetitiveness of the sneezing. You know, it's chew, 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 you know, sneeze, sneeze, sneeze. As opposed to when you're sick, you know, the sneezes are a little less consistent and predictable type of thing. Okay? Also, when you're sick, there's more goo to the sneeze. Whereas when it's allergy, it's more clear. And when you sneeze a lot, it hurts. You know, as opposed to allergies, you sneeze and you're done. Okay? Even though you could still feel a little boggy and histamine and swollen a little bit. Okay, so already too late. A lot of us unpacked all our holiday decorations, and we didn't clean off the dust, so that's a biggie. Also, remember, a lot of times your trees have stuff. Your trees may have mold. There may be spore counts on them. So they say sometimes you need to spray down the tree with water to get rid of the mold. And then they said limit the amount of time the tree is indoors to 12 days or less. A lot of us keep our trees or our holiday decorations till Super Bowl. No, maybe, you know, after New Year's. I hate doing that, though. I hate taking down the decorations because it's so depressing to see all the holiday festivities and all the lights, and then all of a sudden it's over. I hate the way I feel in January. If it wasn't for the playoffs, I would be really, really depressed in January. Okay? Keep in mind, artificial Christmas trees are also prone to having mold, too. So even if it's artificial, you need to be careful. All right? Food allergies, you got to watch for the egg allergies and the nut and the dairy. Look, there's always somebody in the family. You know, we all pretend to like them, but there's always somebody in the family we have to completely do everything for. You know, one of my very, very, very close friends is like a brother to me, is one of the biggest pains in the butt. I had to make sure I had Claritin. I had to make sure there was an EpiPen. We had to make sure there was no cat dander anywhere. You know, it was like really, really, I mean, it's almost not worth, you know, I mean, really, you know, but anyway, okay, so, and then if you are prone to asthma or you are prone to allergies, maybe before your doctor leaves town, you might want to get yourself checked out, okay, and make sure you have everything you need, medicine-wise, etc. And then, you know, maybe just, I don't know, don't come to the party. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, yeah, and anxiety. Okay, be very careful who you invite over because the anxiety could definitely ruin the holiday. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I put my jacket on the back of my studio chair. Apparently, it keeps falling and falling and going lower, and then it's on my butt, and then I can't sit the way I should. That's very, very frustrating. Hope you guys are having an amazing holiday season. A lot of times, you know, it's cold outside, and we want to just curl up with a good book by the fireplace. Even though the fireplace is in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live, you just kind of, you know, flip a switch. You don't really light the fireplace where we live. It's kind of, to me, it's anticlimactic, you know. It's like all cold, and you're all excited to go home, get a fire started, and watch the fire, and roll up some newspaper, and whatever. All we actually do is we just kind of flip a switch, and it's like gas or something. But you know what? Turning the fireplace switch on is still an exciting, you know, I mean, it's a tradition, you know. We're like, okay, we're going to light the fireplace, everybody. We get all excited. You know, I remember my father, you know, you got the logs and you got the, well, we lived in Arizona, but, you know, you still had to, if you wanted to do a fire, you know, do it right. And then rather than getting like the logs that you cut down, he got the ones that were all packaged in paper. I think they have a Dura flavor, something like that. I don't know. So then there were paper logs, so we would light a match to the paper, and I'm like, really? Really? There is nothing woodsy or log cabin about this. That's kind of stupid, Dad. What'd you say? Nothing, Dad. Just light the fire. Very, very manly here. This is pretty exciting, Daddy. Yeah, you're lighting the paper on the log. But it was still cool, okay? You know, and then I would, you know, try to tease my brother, you know, by pretending to throw his Transformers into the fire, too. Oh, you know, we need more, more things to kindle this, so let's throw this in. No, Mom! She wants to throw my Optimus Prime in there. Leave his Optimus Prime alone. But, you know, winter is changing, and the way we do things is changing, because now we don't curl up with a good book, all right? We use an e-book. And the e-book is, you know, becoming more and more popular. At first, people were like, nah, I want to feel the book. I want to turn the pages. I want to hold the book. And now people just love looking at their screens. Unfortunately, we got a report here being reported by BBC News that e-books can damage your sleep and your health. So we're talking about an e-book. I don't know. Maybe it's because people hit themselves with it. I'm not sure. Anyway, a team from Harvard Medical School compared reading paper books and light emitted from e-readers before sleep. They found that it took longer to fall asleep with a backlit e-reader, which then led to poorer sleep quality and then being more tired the next morning. Now, they say the original Kindle readers do not emit light, so they should be fine. Okay, I don't have e-readers, so I don't know. I mean, I have a cell phone, and I read a lot of stuff from my cell phone, and then I get all scared because I think I'm going to get a retinal detachment, and even though there's no science behind that, I still freak out about that one study that was kind of looking at retinal detachments and looking at your iPhone in the dark, so I'm like all freaked out about that. I tell my kids that all the time. Stop it, you'll get a retinal detachment, huh? What? Anyway, so, you know, your body clock, remember, is not designed to look at e-readers. Your body clock is not designed to look at a lot of these fluorescent lights, to look at your Candy Crush. Candy Crush is one of the worst things you could do before you go to bed. It's one of the best things you could do on the toilet. I love playing Candy Crush. I have not had to take one stool softener since I started Candy Crush. Although, the big problem you have on the toilet with Candy Crush is when you keep losing, like you're so close and you only have one jelly left, you clench because you're so mad. Well, if you're sitting on the toilet and you clench, you're like, no, you know, I could have been so close. Now you can't poop, you know, because you kind of have been working for a while to get everything to pass, and all of a sudden you clench, and then it goes up a half a foot. You're like, oh, man, I got to work on that again. So then you start a whole new game, and then you run out of lives. Oh, I call my friends on the toilet, and I go, look, okay, I've run out of lives, and I'm on the toilet, and I'm almost there. Can you please send me a live? Who is this? It's Dahlia. I'm on the toilet now. I need you to send me a Candy Crush life. Well, I can't do that. I'm at work. Yes, you can. Go to Candy Crush. Send me an extra life because I need an extra life because I can't move on to the next level and I'm constipated. So you got to be very, very careful. I mean, it's a very, very delicate choreography that you need to do. Okay? All right. Anyway, back to the e-reader. Okay? All right. So they say that our bodies are kept in tune with the rhythm of the day and night by our body clock. Then you got the blue light that comes from the smartphones and the tablets and the LED lighting. This starts to screw up your body clock. If your body clock gets screwed up, your body doesn't know what to do when it comes to your melatonin. Okay? You want to make melatonin to help you sleep. We talked about this. Okay? When you're outside camping and there's fire in the background and there's the stars and the moon, your body knows to make melatonin. You could get a pretty damn good sleep when you're camping. Yet, if you're looking at your e-reader or your Candy Crush or whatever, now it's going to screw you up. So anyway, what they did is they took 12 people and they locked them in a sleep laboratory for 2 weeks. They spent 5 days. I don't know if that was a criminal offense. I'm assuming they wanted to do it. I'm assuming they got paid. They said they spent 5 days reading from a paperback and 5 days reading from an iPad. Regular blood samples showed the production of melatonin, and they found that it was reduced by eating an e-book. Then it also took them longer to fall asleep. Maybe they couldn't sleep because they were locked in a laboratory. And they had less deep sleep and were more tired the next morning. So they say Nook and Kindle Fire did produce similar wavelengths of light and would have the same impact as the ones that they checked. Now, why would this affect your health? Well, poor sleep could affect your health. What happens to poor sleep? You run the risk of being obese, having diabetes, metabolic diseases, etc. And is it just that you're not sleeping or that you really need the melatonin to do what you need to do? I don't know. So, you know, when it comes to sleep hygiene, we were telling people, guys, shut off all the lights, put on some candles, and read a book. Remember I told you guys to do that to help you sleep a couple hours before it's bedtime? A couple hours before bedtime, shut off the TV, shut off the computer. I don't know, talk. Why don't you talk to your kids, talk to your husband. Talk on the phone. I can't do that, though. If I talk to any of my family before I go to bed, my teeth are clenching. You know, and then I worry about what they said and the guilt trip, and then I cannot. So it's not relaxing. So I really wouldn't recommend that. But just do something other than looking at a computer. And we find that that's going to really, really help you sleep. Okay? So that's the scoop on e-readers. All right, so let me take a look here. All right, they say here that there may be some hope for restoring lost memories in the brain. Okay, remember our first time? I know. Wasn't that nice, right? I mean, I don't really have that memory. I don't really remember my first time. I told you guys, I don't really have any memory of my first time. The only thing I do remember is my 10th birthday party the next day. But I don't remember, you know, anything around that time. Anyway, what's really devastating about Alzheimer's and dementia is you could lose a lot of your memories. And it really hurts when you're talking to a loved one and they don't remember, you know, when you got married or whatever. And so, according to a UCLA study, they suggest a long-term memory storage may be a little different than they thought. They thought that memories were destroyed by brain synapses. Those are kind of, you got these neurons, etc., and a lot of those are destroyed during Alzheimer's disease. They think, however, that there is another way, as they looked at sea snails, to be able to tap in on long-term memory, that the memory may not be stored in the synapses as once thought, which were destroyed with Alzheimer's or other sorts of dementia. They say the nervous system appears to be able to regenerate lost synaptic connections. So if you could restore those, the memory will come back. We'll talk about more about this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.